The United Nations is trying to rally the world to help Afghanistan, and it says it needs a record amount of money for humanitarian efforts, $4.4 billion. Donors pledged more than half of that amount today, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The UN's top humanitarian official, Martin Griffiths, just wrapped up a trip to Afghanistan.
And I must tell you that I saw human suffering during those 3 days that left me quite speechless.
He told donors that he saw newborns clinging to life, sharing rundown incubators.
These babies were emaciated, listless, and far too small. And mind you, this is in downtown Kabul. This is not out in the rural areas and the poorer areas of this country.
Afghanistan was dependent on foreign aid before the Taliban took over last year. Now, with overseas bank accounts frozen and the Taliban facing sanctions, the country's economy has collapsed. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has led to skyrocketing food prices, making matters worse.
This spells catastrophe for both Afghans struggling to feed their families and for our aid operations. Without immediate action, we face a starvation and malnutrition crisis in Afghanistan.
Donors announced about $2.4 billion in aid for Afghanistan and neighboring countries. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield made clear that the $200 million she announced will go through the U.N. and won't be controlled by the Taliban.
The people of Afghanistan have our unequivocal support, but the Taliban's ambition to improve its own relations with the international community depends on its conduct.
She and many others urged the Taliban to let girls go to school. Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, said an Afghan activist recently told her that the Taliban are reversing women's rights.
It's like all the progress we have made was built out of ice. That ice has been put in the sun, and now everything is melting away. That's how she put it.
UN Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said he shares these frustrations, but he urged donors not to reduce aid in response. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.